The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
A lower court refused to block the college from shutting down. It said the school's board of directors was acting as a corporation and followed proper procedure by closing amid financial problems. Sweetbriar attorney Woody Fowler told the Virginia Supreme Court that it would crash and burn if that ruling isn't supported.
The board wants to be able to pay their creditors, to pay severance to faculty and staff. They want to make sure that all the students get properly sent to other schools. And if we just have to spend down all our money, that's going to be a real problem.
But the attorney for a coalition fighting to keep the school open, William Hurd, says the lower court got it wrong. Hurd argues that the college was created under a trust and is financially viable, but just needs to be managed well.
In our ideal outcome, the court would direct the trial court to appoint a special fiduciary to step in and run the college to make sure it's run right, make sure that accurate information is given to the court about its financial situation.
Hurd says the justices could order the college to remain open under its current leadership or rule that Sweetbriar is a trustee, remand the case back to the trial court, and issue a ruling based on that finding. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.